We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the studio with us this morning, an Emmy-nominated actor, a comedian. You might remember him from the comedy Mike and Molly. I love that show. What'd you have, four seasons on it?
Six seasons?
Yeah, I played Molly.
Billy Gardell, and ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having me on, man. Good morning.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, you also just got some new information about your role on Big Bang Theory.
No, on Young Sheldon.
Yeah, the spinoff
from that. I did three episodes at the end of the season, and then... Chuck Lorre very graciously is going to have me back for 6 to 8 of them next year, and it's what a fun show to pop up on.
It's such a fun show. Yeah. I love it because it's not just comedy. There's like a feel to it that's really...
Yeah, that guy Chuck Lorre, he does a pretty good job with those
sitcoms. Yeah, it's got a lot of depth to
I'm
it.
I'm very grateful. Yeah, so he has like a very Norman Lear quality about the shows he does, and so I'm very happy to... And the cast on over there is really lovely with Zoe Metcalf and Lance Barber, just super nice people. So I'm very happy to be doing that.
You know, Chuck Lorre has been connected with so many successful sitcoms over the years. Sure. The list is, what, 10 or 12?
Well, yeah. I mean, just in the last 8 years, it was... Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, Mom, Mike and Molly, and now Young Sheldon. And he has some really cool miniseries coming on Netflix with Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So
you know, it's funny.
That guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, regular, normal viewers and people like us really didn't become aware of him until he got into it with Charlie.
Right, well, exactly.
Remember that?
He suddenly heard his name a lot.
And I thought he handled that with a lot of grace, you know, because I think Charlie was, you know...
I'm not sure
he was in this dimension when that was going on.
Charlie's talking now about a reboot of that show. I wonder if Chuck's going to get...
I have no idea.
Two and a Half Men. We should mention, too, Billy did a great job, too, in that series Sun Records. You played
Thank you. What
Elvis.
A fun
you,
thing that was.
That was... You really, it looked like a stretch for you to handle it well.
Thank you, man. I really enjoyed that. My dad is a serious Elvis fan. Like, when I got Mike and Molly, I decided, you know, my wife and I, both our parents are split and remarried. So we said, let's take all of them on their bucket list trip, you know. And her mom wanted to go to Hawaii.
Here we go, Memphis.
My mom wanted to go to Vegas. My dad wanted to go to Graceland.
Have you done all of those trips?
We did them all, yeah. We took everybody on their bucket list trip.
Oh, great.
My dad wanted to go to Graceland. And so the fact I got to be Colonel Parker, and we filmed down in Memphis, and we got we got to go to all the places with the original recording areas. We got to go to Stax Records. We got to go to the high school that Elvis went to and filmed there. We got to go to all the African American churches where Elvis would sneak in to see the black sermons and the black choirs, so that he could get that sound. That's the sound that he wanted. And then, of course, it was the story of Sam Phillips, who was a guy in the middle of crazy civil rights going on and people trying to fight for their rights. Here was a guy that walked into the middle of the South and said, I don't care what you look like or what color you are, if you got something to bring to the table, I want to record you. And so it was a neat story.
He actually started out doing all black music.
Right,
he did
exactly.
All R&B music and gospel music.
Yeah, I think his name was The B-Boy was the first guy he recorded, which was a blues singer that he found down on Beale Street. And the guy could play the drums, play the harmonica, the guitar, and sing at the same time. Pretty amazing.
There's a lot of crazy stories about a guy like Colonel Parker.
Oh, he was awful.
Just an awful human being. Yeah, when you play a character like that, do you have to find something to like about him, or do you hate
that.
The guy you're
Billy
playing?
Billy goes, oh, he was awful.
Well, he was.
Well,
he was just
as crooked as could be. I mean, he had both hands in the cookie jar, and he kept a very codependent relationship with Elvis. Elvis, and that's how he kind of manipulated him. But at the same time, Elvis wouldn't have been Elvis without him. Anybody you talk to,
so that's what you liked about
that.
Him. Yeah.
Well, what the CEO of Graceland told me was, he said you got to play him with a gleam in his eye because he was like Foghorn Leghorn, like he couldn't have gotten away with all the crooked stuff he did if he didn't have this charisma about him. And I actually got to talk to, you know, they gave us access to people who knew him, and I talked to four people who knew him, and none of them had the same story.
Really?
It was like they were talking about four different people.
Yeah. Wow. So
he was
like,
what you needed him to be.
He was the comedian. Exactly. Whatever it took
but
to get the
green.
But
do you think Elvis Presley would have been a better actor and gotten better roles if it because it seemed like the Colonel kept him away from any kind of serious acting?
What do you think?
Oh, is that an...
yeah, it's for you.
I was like, is there a ghost in here? What did this happen?
He's at the TV station.
CBS,
too. Oh, I think Elvis would have absolutely been a better actor, and I think he could have had, like, you know, Sinatra did The Man with the Golden Arm.
Right.
And I think Elvis could have absolutely gone up into that level, but the Colonel, man, if the price was right, he just sold him down the river.
Yeah, we're talking to Billy Gardell, who's going to do the Gotham Comedy Club tonight through Sunday night.
Fun.
He played Colonel Tom Parker in Sun Records, and he's also now a regular on Young Sheldon. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Not a regular, but we'll say reoccurring.
You're going to be on.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Regularly irregular.
you know, I don't know if you want to be known like that.
Regular.
Well,
irregular.
After 50, you do.
Now, we should mention that Billy, as I talked about it earlier this morning, that you grew up in Pittsburgh, a big fan of the football team.
Right.
And you follow sports pretty closely, don't you?
I do. I'm Pirates, Steelers, and Penguins. Those are my three. Black and gold all the way around the horn.
Yeah, that's good, man. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
My Buccos, man, they break my heart every year. So, you know, if we get a good player, you can count on us getting rid of them by the All-Star break.
When was the last time they won anything big?
92.
Don't you remember
I'm
that?
I'm still trying to limp past the Sid Bream trade. You know,
We Are Family year?
No, that's 79. That's the lumber company. That was my team when I was a kid. That was Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Omar Marino, Tim Foley, Bill Matlock. I loved that squad. But 92 was with Jimmy Leland, and we had traded Sid Bream and his busted knee to the Braves earlier that year. And Van Slyke told Bonds to move to the left, and Bonds, who think he knew everything, didn't move. The ball went right there, and then hobbling old Sid Bream came running around third and killed us. I took the phone off the hook and went to bed.
That's what you got to do when you got all your buddies.
Yeah, you know they're going to start ringing. Yeah. I was like, let me just go ahead and kill the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to anybody.
They all do that, man.
Oh,
hey,
funny.
Billy, how about it, man?
Can you believe it?
People wouldn't even say that. They would just call and go, Sid Bream? Sid Bream?
Or they do this. Hey, I overslept. What happened? They give you that once in a while, too. All right, Billy's doing the Gotham Comedy Club tonight through Sunday night. Get your tickets, GothamComedyClub.com, and we'll look for you whenever you show up on Young Sheldon.
Thank you guys so much, man. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming by, Billy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.